This is Michelle Kors. I trust my lashes to Lash in a Flash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lash in a Flash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lash in a Flash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lash in a Flash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandin drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lash in a Flash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lash in a Flash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there is no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICS at lashinaflash.com.
Frontline, from finance to romance. Kiss. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
FM Phoenix Scottsdale. For love or money? That is the question. Today we're going to be joined by Noreen and Troy of Niche Media Group to explore treating your company with the human body model. We're going to clean up your act with Cobblestone Auto Spa. Robert's going to be joining us a little later. And all my friends, fans, and listeners are going to get a one-month free car wash. That's super fabulous. Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, and founder of LostMoney.com, will be giving away some cold, hard cash, as we've promised the last couple weeks. And now it's time for Self-Escream Saturday's guest host, life liberator Dr. Allison Arnold, VH1's official life coach of Scott Baio and Charm School, Arizona's very own Doc Alley, author of Scream and Run Naked, the book, and the boot camp. Today, we're getting our geisha on, and we're going to be discussing female sexual healers of the many generations and cultures. Oh, look, Wayne just woke up.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
Is that why you kept it from me?
Yes.
I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Welcome, Allie. I'm so excited about today's show, and I think we have a bunch of friends listening, actually all around the country, all around the world.
Yes.
Oh, I have to say something before we get started. Now, a couple weeks ago, I don't know what the vibe is out there in the universe, but I was like, okay, thank you for whoever signed me up for Black Singles. Now, today, email, I got two. Today, I got, no, I'm sorry. This morning at 2:30 when I was up, I got Asian Singles. And I don't know, really, I'm not a surfer, so I don't know where these are coming from. And then, I don't know, the one I was heard about the most was 40s plus singles.
Oh.
Now, I'm weeks and weeks and weeks away from any of those.
Weeks and weeks.
Weeks and weeks away. But I was like, all right, how? I get if you surf the internet and you sign up for different things or click different places, that makes you subject to these. But how the heck I got on these lists? I mean, that's false advertising. Black, Asian, and 40? None of those work for me.
It sounds like you need to diversify.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's people I should be dating.
There you go.
Ah, you increase your chances.
There you go. So, yes, it's great to be here. And we have a really great topic today.
I know. Well, this has been a subject that you know, we've wanted to cover for a while, and I was so excited because you wrote me a really beautiful email a few weeks back, and I was like, Allie, when can we do a show on that? Because It's just showing up all over. And I'm always the first when I tell people about my show. They're like, well, who's your audience? You know, you must have a lot of girls, a lot of female audience. I said, no, it's pretty evenly skewed. In fact, most of the time, it's I have more male listeners than female listeners because I'm not really part of the whole Yaya Sisterhood Club. I mean, although I love my great girlfriends and there's incredible, amazing women out there, most of the time I'm first to say either myself or women in general are completely screwed up. Did you hear that, guys? Yes, they are screwed up. And then, you know, when you go back to really the origin of everything, when did we get so screwed up? And I know you can follow through on that, but I believe it was all around the time of the Women's Lib movement, and we'll get into that with you today. But what Women's Lib was amazing for and what it was supposed to do is create equality in the workplace. And yes, two people doing the same job should get paid the same, you know, wages. However, in a relationship, you need equity, not equality. And those are two different things. And then it screwed up the whole the definition of feminine. All of a sudden, feminine became weak. And by the way, since you guys aren't giving birth, I can assure you, we are not the weak sex. In fact, the only way to get to the planet is through us. So on some level, we're a little higher on the evolutionary chain. Yet, we act like total morons.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, this topic's going to be so good because usually I'm talking about, like, liberating yourself from fear or, you know, how to take steps to improve your life. But this topic is one really close to my heart. And it really is looking at the role of women and how, since kind of the Leave It to Beaver generation, and then there was the, you know, Women's Lib movement, and now today, how our role has changed in terms of how we love men. And it's a huge thing. You know, as we look through history, we see the Dakinis in Buddhist culture, and these are women who just danced and entertained and served and helped men reach enlightenment. And we look at geishas and courtesans, and throughout history we've had these women, these juicy, yummy, you know, women.
Beautiful.
Sensual. Yes.
Healing.
Yes. Definitely healing, but they were also very wise. They were very intelligent. They were, again, physically and emotionally beautiful, and they really helped to serve men. And as I look at our role as women on the planet, I think this whole idea of women really being born to serve men. Now, I want to say that again. I know that's very controversial.
We just made some new guy friends. I know it.
Yes, yes.
Wayne's taking notes.
Yeah, I am. I've got three beautiful women in this room, and I'm like, you're all here to serve?
I've never seen Wayne write so fast.
Because Wayne's here and Sherry's here. Again, so I'm going to say this again, that one of the roles of women on the planet is to heal, open, and serve men. I'm just going to let that sit for a second. And all of our thoughts about, okay, what can men do for us? And we need to, you know, be strong. And we need, all of that has created relationships these days where the women are the men. Mm-hmm. And the men are trying to be the men. And then sometimes the men feel more like the women because the women are so strong and emasculating. And it really has set up a strange dynamic that I think has really hurt our male and female relationships.
And this is an equal opportunity show. And by the way, in any relationship, gay, straight, bi, or otherwise, there's always a balance of energy. There's always a feminine and a masculine. And it might not be at everything. I mean, you might switch roles for different things. Maybe in finances, you switch roles. In the bedroom, you switch again or whatever. But there must be a balance. And two men can, and guys, women, if you're looking to date a masculine man, and that doesn't mean like he's got all kinds of testosterone, it's just if you're looking to date a masculine based man, you need to be in the feminine. Masculine based men don't want to date other men.
Right.
And when you're, and I get it because I was one. I mean, 10 years ago, we have a friend that introduced me to a couple great books I needed to read. Is that I didn't realize, I mean, I think there's a lot of women that unconsciously are doing it. I didn't realize I was in this masculine role because there's a difference between, you know, Destiny's Child, independent woman, and survivor mode because I've always been alone. I mean, technically, I've never been married, so I've always been the provider for me. And I'm used to being a troubleshooter and a problem solver, and I do have a great mind. So I didn't know how to receive as easily as I could give, and I didn't realize, you know, men literally are built for giving. We are built for receiving, and the masculine gives first and the women give back, and it's really a beautiful circle. And I was interrupting that flow. Mm-hmm. Again, I wasn't aware of my actions, and now I choose to be in the feminine. And, you know, most everyone's heard of John Gray, men are from here, women are from there. It's really not like that. The best book ever, and although you don't want to be caught dead reading the, you know, might want anybody seeing you read the cover, it says Getting to I Do, but it says this is masculine, this is feminine. If you want to be cherished for your thoughts and ideas, that's masculine. If you want to be respected for your thoughts and ideas, if you want to be cherished for your feelings and emotions, that's feminine. So it doesn't matter which body you're in. Choose what you choose in a relationship and be that, and then attract your other. And it gives you like a guideline for this.
Definitely. So let's really look for a second about what is feminine and how we can really love the masculine. Okay, let's look at the thing that's the most feminine, the earth. So what does the earth do? Mother Earth, you know, it's a feminine connotation. Mother Earth, she holds, she supports, she uplifts. She provides us a foundation to really live our purpose. Like all of those things. And she asks nothing in return. She simply holds. Now, as women, you know, we have to be strong enough in ourselves to not need and be these needy little girls that need so much from men. And I do believe that women are coming to that place where we really can do all those things, where we can hold, where we can support, where we can totally help them live their passion and encourage them instead of being critical because we need to feel more important. I mean, we've been making a lot of mistakes. Michelle, we've been making a lot of mistakes. So it's time to get back to very much a basic of how to truly, truly love another human being and how women can really love men.
And we're going to give you the tools to do that on the other side. Again, if you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. This is Michelle Kors with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you. During tough economic times, positioning your business correctly is critical. This means creating a consistent and compelling message across all mediums, radio, television, print, and internet. Wolf Creative can craft the perfect wording for articles, press releases, websites, and collateral material, including design of print materials, ads, and websites. Wolf Creative, 602-441-5621. That's 602-441-5621. Or visit JenWolfCreative.com. That's Wolf, WOLFE, for more details.
This is Michelle Kors. Encore Vision Centers are pioneers in the technique of corneal refractive therapy, or CRT. Approved by the FDA, CRT is an exciting new procedure that utilizes custom-fitted contact lenses to gently reshape the surface of your eyes while you sleep. This technique is painless, simple, cost-effective, and 100% reversible. Corneal refractive therapy is ideal for those who don't qualify for traditional eye or LASIK surgery. Encore Vision Centers, Tempe, Scottsdale, or at EncoreVisionCenters.com, 480-513-4899, 480-513-4899. Encore Vision Centers, where seeing is believing.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, and if you tuned in, well, you're a little late, but I guess you're just in time for Dr. Allison Arnold, my very dear friend and mentor, as well as VH1's official life coach of Scott Baio and Charm School, the Valley's own Doc Alley, author of Scream and Run Naked, the book, and the boot camps. And we are talking about getting your geisha on. Guys, you are going to love us today because you're supposed to just sit back and relax. And Wayne's taking one for the team. He's just going to let Allie keep running through the rest of the show. He's not even going to do a segment today.
Yeah, no one wants to get any money today. I think this is much more important.
Sex, love, and money. What else is there, right?
Well, let's start with
chocolate.
The sex.
First things first.
So, Allie, I mean, we need the tools. Again,
right.
I think there's a lot of women that are truly screwed up, and then there's a lot of us that had no idea how screwed up we are just because of the environment we're in. And in addition to Women's Lib, because obviously I wasn't around when that started, but, you know, the breakdown of the American family, and like you were saying, a lot of women are looking for daddy,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they're looking for somebody to take care of them, and we're really supposed to be strong and independent on our own before, you know, getting into a relationship on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's supposed to, you know, compliment you, not complete you. That's yeah. not actually possible.
Well, it's interesting, Michelle. I noticed in my life that I would have these relationships with men, and I would teach them these things in relationships, some very simple things. And it's almost like I would open them in some way. And that's what I see that women's roles are, that our role as women is to open men. And I want to talk more about what that means. But first, I want to continue with the story. So I would be with a man, and, you know, we would be together for some time. And it was sexual, and it was emotional. And I would just teach them how to be, first of all, present. You know, poor men in this society, they're running around all the time. They feel like they have to achieve. They have to push more, do more. They never get to slow down. If they do slow down, then they feel like something's wrong with them. Everything is about what they can do, what they can get, how they can feel important. And I found these men that I would date, when they learned how to breathe and be present, something opened in them.
Now, I'm glad that you started here at Presence, because what I found was interesting, and we were talking to Dr. Mann about this a few weeks ago, is that when I've been totally present, because we are so not present anymore in our relationships, personal, professional, with your children, we're so plugged into email, cell phones, whatever, that when I was present, it scared the hell out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're like, why are you looking through me? I said, I'm not. I'm just looking at you, and I see you. And there's no judgment. I'm just fully here. I'm fully present.
Well, I think for some men it can be uncomfortable. But
why
if you
is that?
Well, because it's so intimate.
Right.
Again, we live in a very shallow world right now. And when you're present, you know, Deepak Chopra has a quote, "When I'm present, all there is love." And it's true. What happens is when you breathe and you're present and fully in contact with another person, something opens. And what opens is this energy of loving. Now, for men, again, they especially men and some women, they really equate that with sexuality and being in love and romantic love. And it is that, but it's more than that. But as men open, they begin to discover themselves more. They stop running, and they develop a deeper part of themselves that's actually going to make them better, more successful, more able to build relationships with other men, even in business. And so learning this skill of being present really is going to take them to total new heights. So it's a very important skill that us women can teach men.
Doesn't it seem a little ass backwards that you can be having a physical, sexual relationship with someone, and that's less personal than having the heart, soul, presence connection?
Yeah, way. I mean, we think we're
just a little screwed up.
Yeah. It definitely, many, many people have sex without having any type of presence at all. So there was a man, again, that I dated, and once we were walking in a forest, actually. And there was this tree, and it had cocoons all over this tree. And then all over this tree were butterflies that had busted out of these cocoons. And he turned to me and he said, "That's what you are. You're like the butterfly tree." And he said, "I feel like your role with me has been to help me learn how to fly." And sometimes it felt sad for me because there was always all these fabulous men, and I felt like I was with them, and I helped to open them, and
so
I helped
be better for someone else.
Yes,
and
I helped, and I helped them to believe in themselves, and I helped them to find their passion because I loved them so fully.
You take care of them when they were hungover. Never mind.
Maybe that
different
too.
Story.
That's a different story. But because of this way of loving, where you're present, where you're totally focused on who they are and their talents, mm-hmm. where you're teaching them how to open up emotionally and be vulnerable, they've never felt that. So I often thought, like, oh, I'm not a can opener, I'm a man opener. Like,
oh,
I
love
you know
it. We could have titled the show that. We almost titled the show Leave It to Beaver, by the way.
Yes. Because it is, it's Leave It to Beaver now. It's we have the women have the natural abilities that the planet need right now. I mean, I'm not saying that men don't. I mean, men are creative, they're go-getters. But right now what the planet needs is more presence.
More healing.
Yeah, and more healing. And so in order to do that, you have to be very selfless, though. I mean, if you're going to walk around the world being a man-opener, we really need to look at what our little girl selves, you know, how we act out by being needy. And then, you know, of course, when these partners that I had opened left, and they did because they flew and they left, some I was hurt by that they left. Others, I thought it was beautiful and sweet, and I knew that was my role in their life, to simply open them. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when I feel the strongest in myself as a woman and just trust my life and know that I can open a person, and if he chooses to be with me, that's beautiful, and if it's not, then my hand is open and he can fly from that hand, and I have no, you know, I might have a little bit of grief, which is fine, but I have no, like, oh, you know, I can't believe he did that, and after I gave all this to him, and I have none of that dialogue going on, then I know that I've really healed something, and I'm really in a good place with myself.
So we're going to give people the his and hers tips on the other side of, like, what women can do, and then how men can be more open to receive. And I think there's a lot of guys out there that are saying, oh, my God, we've been waiting for this. You know, that they're ready. It's just they're not with the right person.
Yeah, women are ready to serve.
We are going to take a quick break. Stay in touch with yourself. We'll be back on the other side. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. The Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. Did you know that the underlying cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is inflammation at the cellular level? Inflammation attacks the weakest areas of the body first and can cause a wide variety of symptoms, from intestinal trouble to chronic pain, from hair loss to sleep disturbances and more. To reduce inflammation, fibromyalgia patients would be wise to adopt dietary changes by consuming whole foods, fruits and vegetables, and by avoiding red meats, packaged and processed foods, sugar and gluten. Relief is guaranteed to be on the way. For more on treating fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Visit me at Stetson Chiropractic. We'll get you and keep you back to health. Call for your complimentary consultation, 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955, or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Hey, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees.
Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
I want
love is just taking over me. Start feeling so crazy, babe. Lately, I feel the funk coming over me. I don't know what's gotten into me. The rhythm got me feeling so crazy.
You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. Again, if you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We are visiting with Dr. Allison Arnold, VH1's official life coach of Scott Baio and Charm School, and my very dear friend, also known as Doc Allie. And we have been talking about, well, helping you. We're going to teach you how to get your geisha on. We actually have a caller, David from California, is joining us. And I also want to say a special shout out, thank you to all the people listening on Podomatic or checking us out in the archive podcast or iTunes. We've had 16,574 people just in the last 30 days. So that's pretty impressive because I don't even know what I'm putting out there. But thank you. David, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Oh, you've got a nice voice.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Are you calling to talk to Allie?
You are getting your geisha on.
I am. Thank you. I can switch my voice, too.
You know, I had a comment that I was hoping you would discuss, but there was something you were just talking about that sort of piqued my interest, and that is being the man opener, being the person that fixes and heals the man. That, to me, doesn't seem serving of the man in any way, but more trying to fix him and not allowing him to be or accepting him for who he is.
Well, it's all you, Allie.
Well, I think that all of that is you do it through acceptance. Like you don't have an agenda. Like being a man opener isn't like I have an agenda, and I know, and maybe it sounded like that, but just through simple presence and allowing him to be whoever he is, there's just a natural softening that occurs when he has permission to be who he really is, which is kind of letting down a lot of the, maybe the pushing or the aggression or the ego. Yeah,
I would agree, but it seems like the fixing of him part seems to be more masculine than feminine.
Fixing is definitely masculine. I don't
healing.
Know if I said fixing. It definitely is. It's more. It is more of a healing of this armor that they've had to put up.
Allie, isn't it more support, too?
Yeah, I think it's support. It's holding. It's holding. It's healing. It's nurturing. It's allowing. It's encouragement without criticism. So I don't know. If I said fixing, I didn't mean to say fixing.
So this is a whole part of the whole masculine, feminine, and how we receive information differently. David, it's our intention to be of service in a way and truly come from the heart and heal. So what would be a better way that you could tell us how to express that you think guys would hear it so that any guy listening won't think we're thinking fix or change? Because we're not. She really means accepting and being able to just be present in who you are and that being okay.
I really do mean that.
So that is
well,
our intention.
The adjectives that you just used a moment ago, when you just a second ago, those were ones that are very open and warm to us, I think. And those are the ones that encourage us to be who we are. And that's, I think, exactly what we were looking for, which sort of leads me into my original comment, which was, I love independent, strong women. And what I notice with some of them is that they tend to bring the competition from their business life into their home life. And they still want things to be a certain way in home as opposed to letting that guard down. And I don't know if you have any comments on that.
Well, that's definitely part of the problem. That's women kind of letting go of their own feminine and trying to, again, prove and compete and bringing all of those masculine qualities into the home. So my comment is that women also need this healing and nurturing. And we were just talking during the break, and Sherry was talking a little bit about how her role with her partner seems to be kind of switched, that he's needing to teach her how to open. He's needing to kind of teach her how to be present because she's just, you know, she's just been so busy in her life. So I think because of the women's liberation movement, we have a lot of women now that need women openers, you know, men that are present that can really teach them how to let go and feel safe. I think I'm definitely one of them that's needed to learn how to do that.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
How do you describe or feel about flirtation in relationships, especially when you're already dating? I mean, is flirting considered masculine or feminine to you?
I think flirting can be both. And it depends if flirting is flirting to give rather than flirting to get. Flirting to get is flirting with another person because you have a need inside of you that is unmet and you need to feed off of that person.
Like energy vampires.
Yes, a little bit like energy vampires. When you're flirting to get, it's really felt. I mean, it's felt in someone else's gut. When you're flirting to give, and that is flirting because you really want that other person to feel more joy, or you really want that other person to feel attractive, or you want that other person to feel kind of that little zing that comes from an energy exchange of the masculine and the feminine. Well, that's flirting to give. So that I feel is very important and spicy in our human relationships.
So if you're flirting,
I would just add one thing to that, if I may.
Yeah.
If a man loves to give and a woman flirts to get, there's nothing wrong with that symbiotic relationship when it's working well.
Well, in a way, but at the same time, on some end, David, you need to be receiving. And at some point, if you're giving and giving and the other end is just receiving, 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 you will feel an imbalance.
Of course, that would be an extreme, and that would be unhealthy and not a
yes.
good relationship.
The masculine gives first, and the woman needs to return it. And then there needs to be a balance in an
exchange.
There
has to be balance. I agree.
I don't know if you caught the very beginning of the show when we were talking about women's lib, and we were saying that.
No, I missed that.
It was perfect for creating equality in the workplace, but in a relationship, you're not fighting for equality. You're not fighting for anything. It should be equity. So it's two different. And that's part of the reason we're all screwed up. We're taking responsibility for that, David. We're
all
trying
right,
to
I
help
love it.
Women
hey, thank you so much.
Get their geisha on. Thank you for your call.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
So a few things that women can do, I think, to let go of some of our dysfunction and some of our, our needy little girl is, again, teaching men about presence by just being with a man and not expecting anything, but simply being with him, breathing, listening, receiving, giving them safety to be vulnerable, providing a place where they can be vulnerable, make them feel attractive. Again, so many women, I think these days, we're so critical of our men because they're not doing it as good as we are, or they're not doing it as we think they should be doing it for us, or whatever it is. And that is so emasculating. I think men many times feel like they can't do anything right. So it's really just giving them safety and unconditionally loving them without, what are you going to do for me next? And you haven't brought me flowers lately. But really simply loving them for what they are giving and providing. I think encouraging our men about their purpose and passion without being critical. If your man comes to you with an idea about something that he's really passionate about, not saying things like, that's never going to work, or you think that's going to work in this economy, or, you know, really being encouraging. The biggest thing for men is their purpose and giving their purpose. And as women, we need to be a foundation where they can jump off of to give their purpose. Mm-hmm. The more that I can fuel my man into being better and really living his dream by simply holding him and supporting him, the more I'm really doing this role.
And what other tips do you have for women? I mean, who do they need to be in themselves to be able to give that way without the expectation?
Well, this is huge because, you know, we all have these little holes inside of us, you know, and
some are more like cannonballs.
Yes, cannonballs, chasms. You know, we all have these holes inside of us, these needy little girls. And so really, like, looking at how am I giving to get? What I said earlier is really important, what we just talked to David about, that are you giving because you have an expectation in return?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's true in anything, I mean, even on a professional level, you know, these networking things and stuff out there. I mean, I love Arizona Women Networking. Gia, thank you for everything. It's the only environment I choose to be in because it's a two-way street. It's a flow of giving. And when people, you know, in business are only giving to see what they can get, that's showing up. That's karma. I think we'll definitely be talking about that later in the show.
Yeah, and in relationships, it's huge. If you are a woman and you're giving to your man and keeping a little score count, mm-hmm. that's ultimately going to totally backfire for you. You have to give because it's true to who you are at your essence, because that is the role of women and that is the responsibility of women. And I know I'm using strong language with that, but I really feel
let's beat them up for a while. Go ahead, Ellen.
Women?
Yes.
I really feel like this type of loving and this type of helping men to relax and helping to find tranquility. You know, a natural characteristic of women at our core, and I'm not saying our dysfunction, but at our core is we're tranquil. Is that we're peaceful, is that we're loving. And to be able to hold that space amidst our own, you know, whatever's going on inside of us is really our responsibility to be able to do that.
My mind just went in like, do you have a comment, Sherry?
Oh, no.
I know that wasn't
it. Thinking it through.
So things that we do, again, we give to get, we keep score, we're critical, we personalize every little thing they do as something to do with us. A lot of women are very narcissistic, you know, and narcissism is that anything that happens externally has something to do with us. So if your man doesn't call you, it's you know, a reflection of how much he loves you or doesn't love you, you know, or if your man talks to someone who is his ex-partner, then again, it's a reflection of how much he loves or doesn't love you. So really working on not personalizing.
But the basis of that is just insecurity, right, Allie?
Yeah, it's all insecurity. It's all insecurity and not being clear about who we are and what our role is and what our role is, again, with men. That it's so important. If we are clear that our role is to help and serve and help men to open and help other women to open. You know, I mean, a little side note here is we're not really just talking about men. We're talking, too, about how can we be as people to uplift all of those people around us. And, I mean, if we look at the geishas, if we look at the dakinis, if we look at the courtesans, those were women that really uplifted the sisterhood as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did we lose all that? I mean, aside from the women's lib movement, do you think that obviously the breakdown of the American family had to do a lot with that? Or I think those two things are related. But, I mean, you have all these incomplete people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have such a, our whole society has a slant towards achievement, towards being driven, towards being overextended. You know, and so these qualities aren't really celebrated. Presence isn't celebrated.
Mm-mm.
Tranquility isn't celebrated. You know, I just did this show, Bad Girls Club, where the more drama and dysfunction there is, the better. And that's what we love. We love the drama. And so women started to feel like, you know what, we have to do this too. You know, we have to perform more. We have to consume more. We have to produce more. And so it totally is systemic of our producer, consumer society. But actually, what the planet really needs is the opposite, is women really stepping up to serve each other, stepping up to serve men, and getting out of our me and my and what did you do for me and I need this and I'm not getting what I need from this relationship. And so when you said earlier, what can men do? You said, what can men do? And you know what? Nothing. Nothing. Like, this is a women's, I want to like focus on, it's a women's role. It's a women's issue. Men, simply be themselves.
We're going to leave you with that thought. We're going to be back on the other side if you'd like to ask Doc Allie a question. And thanks again for our friends listening around the country, around the world, on Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, and KWSS for our long-distance romance, .com, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Hi, Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. Six Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit DegreesMedia.com.
Hello, I'm medical intuitive Jay Caliendo. I have worked with health practitioners in the Valley for over 15 years. It is my opinion Valinda Dupre is one of the more gifted therapists. She's a slice above anyone in her field. Valinda specializes in emotional release, body energy, lymphatic massage, fibromyalgia, and much, much more. Take it from me, one who really understands energy. To feel better physically and emotionally, Valinda Dupre is my choice. 602-765-1109. Medical Intuitive Jay Caliendo.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this, telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice what you
preach. I'm telling you this, I'm telling you that. Cause once I'm with you, you'll never go back. There is a lesson that I'm gonna teach.
Well, here I am, baby, practice what you preach.
And that is the actual theme of this show, Walking Your Talk and Practicing What You Preach. That song actually goes out to my friend Harold, who was going to call in today. He liked Doc Alley's segment and said he was going to join in. Now, during the break, we were committing really bad radio talking on the show, and we should have had this on air. Hopefully, it'll come out the same way. What we thought was really interesting, and I always, you know, been talking to different people lately, like, what's the most important key in a relationship? And, I mean, aside from trust and respect, I think it's communication, because we are different. I mean, we process differently. I mean, chemically, mentally, emotionally, we are different beings, men and women. And both David and Wayne heard Allie say fix. And I'm not saying that you didn't, we'd have to go back and play it. But I know Allie, and I didn't hear her say fix. And Sherry didn't hear her say fix. And knowing Allie, fixing or changing someone is never something. But again, sometimes what we say and what the other person receives are different. But often we don't comment on it. We just let it go. And then we're building, because your perception is your reality. And then we're building up these crazy conversations in our head against the other person. So wouldn't it be nice when there was a possible miscommunication, instead of attacking the other person, say, you know, I'm not really sure I heard you right. Or when you said that, this is what I interpreted. Again, no matter what words you used, even if you used all the perfect words, somewhere there was a disconnect as to how that was received. So.
Yeah, and just imagine, like, if that would continue. Like, let's say David didn't call in and just thought, oh, this whole show is about how women need to fix men.
Exactly.
You know, or I don't think he really thought that's what it was about, because it's about the total opposite. It's about the the total opposite of that, or Wayne kind of starting to feel, you know, feed that story and then run with that story. So it is so important that we're able to check out with each other what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm. This is true in anything, in business or professional or personal.
And I think the communications aspect that you're talking about, that relates to ultimately our expectations in a relationship. And that's where things go south on us, is when one party doesn't communicate and there's a level of expectations there.
And usually it's the woman.
Yeah.
I'll give it. Usually it's the woman, and guys get sick of us trying to, like, we think it's, they need to read our minds. And that's the biggest complaint I hear.
Well, yeah.
And the reason why I heard fix is because of the fact of, I think part of it is that defensive wall now. Over the years, you meet so many women that are just like, they want to kind of change you, or they want to kind of mold you into whatever, versus what Allie's talking about, and that's the support side. If a man feels supported, he should be doing his job, which is totally independent, and that's to love, honor, and cherish the woman, mm-hmm. and be faithful to her. And that's ultimately what I hear the women want, but at the same time, it's kind of like, well, if I'm not getting this, you're not getting that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a kind of tit-for-tat thing. And, you know, with all this, there's definitely roles that men play as well. You know, if men play kind of more of the touchy-feely feminine role, then there starts to be kind of a disconnect where there's not as much passion in the relationship. And so it's also important that men are, again, living their passion, a feeling that women feel their strength, that there is that balance between the passion of the man and the receiving of the woman. All of that's really key in relationships. And, you know, what we're talking about is not that women have to be perfect, that you never have hurt feelings, or that you're never needy. You know, I have my neediness come out all the time. But one thing that I've talked about many times on this show is being able to at least own it, like say to yourself or say to your partner, all right, I know I'm being a little needy right now, but I'm feeling like you're not, whatever you feel like your partner's not doing, you know, to be able to own that that's your little girl. That's not really your highest self of how you want to love that person, mm-hmm. but that you need to express that to help to heal it. And hopefully your man can help you, or the masculine in the relationship can help you to heal that.
Well, again, it is supposed to be a balance. I mean, you can't continue on any level to just give and give and give and not somehow be refueled. I mean, we're not self-refueling stations.
Right. Well, ultimately, again, you want to be refueled by so many things in your life, from your female friends, from your God, you know, really being refueled all the time, that you know that you're okay, that you know that you're born to love, that you're born to serve. That really is what we're born to do, is to love and to serve. I hate to be all mushy in this show. Usually I'm like, all right, you need to get your fear out of the way and step into your greatness. And this show is like, we're all born to love and serve.
I love it, though. It's a good. We need more healing, of course. And just think about it. This show is going to go out forever and ever and ever.
I agree.
iTunes and everywhere else. And, you know, Wayne was also teasing. He said, you know, how many wedding proposals do you think you guys will get after the show?
Absolutely. Nice. I mean, I'm going to pass her a note in a few minutes here anyway.
So. Nice. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is at, quote, our age, granted, we're all going to go into a relationship with a past, you know, different impressions that have been left on us, you know, some baggage, some unhealed things. But what I'm noticing is that pretty much anybody that we meet at this time is going to probably already have been married at least once, or have children, or have had several relationships. And yeah, they have these huge walls. And we get so conditioned to, you know, something like you've seen in What the Bleep, where we're so used to our body being in that state that when something so opposite and beautiful happens, you freak out. You actually go back to the state where you're miserable, because your body's more comfortable in that state, because it's chemically conditioned to know that, even though it's not what we're saying we want.
Definitely. And you always look for the hidden agenda, because your body, again, is reacting in fight or flight. So you're like, oh, right. This can't be true. There must be a hidden agenda here. This woman or this man must want something else from me.
Yeah, and they say, you know, again, be careful what you wish for, or when you hear, you're everything I've ever wished for and dreamed of, but yet when you receive it, it freaks the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true on both sides. I mean, anything, it's the fear of success relationship style.
Right. But what if we just kept it simple? You know, if we just kept it simple, if I was going to give three things to even take from this talk today, for women especially, because this talk today is mostly for women. because I'm not asking men to change anything or to be different in any way. We're really talking about women's roles and how we've gotten so messed up. And if we just look at three things, I would say be present with the men in your life. Help them feel that their passions are totally achievable and get out of any type of criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really important because for those of you women, often like myself, that are extremely bright or can think and can troubleshoot, just listen. They're not looking for feedback. They're not looking for you to be in that state.
Listen and encourage and build up. I mean, how beautiful is the man, you know? Oh, my God, I love men. I love men. They are
I think we
so
need a man
freaking beautiful. I love them. And I just want them to feel safe. I just want them to feel like from my hands, they can jump and reach whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And that is just... I feel
Wayne's
like that's
falling
our
in love. I'm watching Wayne.
I feel like that's our role and our responsibility.
I want a hug.
Can you believe we're single?
Well, I don't say that I'm totally living this 100% in my life either, and there's other dynamics always going on. But I know I'm very clear what my role is.
Yeah,
very clear.
I'm saying living it 100% either. I'm trying to be very aware of my actions, and again, that I think. There's so much unconscious, subconscious stuff going on. We don't even know we're doing it. Again, that book, Getting to I Do, is a really great book about understanding the masculine and the feminine. And for women to see, I even made my friend read it. And I'm like, I know you're a guy. Just figure out what part fits for you. But you tend to have some of these qualities over here. And, you know, it's very non-judgmental. It's just saying, this is a fact. This is chemically, mentally, emotionally, what is masculine, what is feminine. See what resonates with you. And then in order to receive what you want, be the opposite and be consciously be that opposite person. So I've made great strides, you know, not to problem solve, to listen, not to shift into thinking,
yep.
to stay in feeling.
Yep.
And again, that's just what I choose because I choose to be in that side of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If I decided, no, I feel like being male all the time, well, then you need to, you know, seek a feminine-based man. And again, a feminine-based man isn't weak either. Typically, a feminine-based man is so secure with himself, he doesn't need to wear his testosterone on his sleeve. You know, these are really highly creative people, but they're not threatened. You can go be you. They can be, you know, them. And they're just very well balanced.
Mm-hmm. I think if we're really going to, like, summarize our show, it's time that women made men feel smart again, sexy again, and successful again. And I think as women, we felt like we've had to prove that we're just as smart. Oh, we're just as sexy. Oh, we're just as successful. And in that competition, our whole lives and the roles of men and women have really lost something.
Well, that goes back to equity,
yeah.
in versus equality.
Right. So I know that's my goal. I'm going to make my man feel smart, sexy, and successful.
And by the way, you know, Allie's right here at home. We get her all the time. And like, if you want to reach her directly, I mean, you can go to DocAllieArnold.com, just like it sounds, DocAllieArnold, A-L-I, and 602-945-9300.
Oh, wait, 495.
Oh, 495. Sorry, I'm mm-hmm. dyslexic today. I should probably start getting more than 3 hours of sleep.
And you can definitely Facebook me. We have Screaming Red Naked on Facebook and Doc Allie Arnold on Facebook. And we have our next Screaming Red Naked boot camp, too, in terms of living this type of stuff.
Ooh, when's that?
October 1st through 3rd at the Franciscan Renewal Center.
I have to tell you, I finally, for years, because like I was saying before, I promise that everything I do on the show, I do my absolute best to walk my talk, to try it, to experience it, and time-wise and financially, for whatever reasons. I just could not get my butt for the first few years I knew Allie into Scream and Run Naked. And I finally got to go on Valentine's weekend this year. And it really, my life has been different ever since. And I'm so grateful. In fact, I might not be on the planet now if it wasn't for Allie.
Your life
really
has been totally different since Scream and Run Naked and all you've done since then. Totally different.
Yeah, I mean, upside down.
Totally awakened.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's good. Because it's good to be in that feminine and it's good to be in that feeling and freeing from being in the logic. And I'm trying to really live in that moment and be in that moment and be present with whoever I'm with at that time, as well as not judge myself or others. If something, you know, I have a tendency to wait, you know, 6 months, a year before really being with someone. Like, okay, we're just going to see if this feels okay. We're going to go with the feeling instead of the thinking part.
Great, without judging.
Because we don't know how much time we're here. You know, I mean, you still want to be responsible, but you know, tomorrow's promised to nobody. My mom always says, "What if you only had 3 months?" And technically, I could get hit by a bus later today. So, you know, and think about how healing this will be for everybody in their relationships and for the planet.
Well, yeah, the thing is, when us women get out of needing to prove. When you need to prove, it just reinforces your insecurity. When you get out of needing to prove and can totally serve, it just makes you more and more secure.
Awesome. I love it, Allie. Allie's going to be here for the whole show, so don't touch that dial. We're going to be back on the other side. We're going to be cleaning your act up with Cobblestone Auto Spa. So don't touch that dial.
Listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges in advancing their careers and reaching their goals. There are corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners that have made their mark in business. Now you can learn their secrets and tips. Listen to Women Mean Business as your host, Bonnie Marcus, explores how to thrive in the business environment, navigate the workplace, and climb the corporate ladder. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and effectively promote yourself today. Healthcare is a topic that is prevalent on everybody's mind these days. We've heard of the reform efforts that are going on in government. Where can you get some of the most up-to-date answers that you need? Tune in to Clint's Cures, Answers for Your Healthcare, with host Clint Maun. Clint has over 40 years of experience in the healthcare profession and is prepared to offer the answers and solutions to your questions. Listen to Clint's Cures every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
What's it like behind closed garage doors, where the decisions are made that change motorsports? You'll find out on The Race Reporters, because host Michael Knight has been there. He's a 40-year industry insider and award-winning writer and publicist. Each week, Knight brings together the country's top journalists and newsmakers, and their insights will make you a better race fan. The Race Reporters, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Power Up Channel.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Michelle Kaur. I trust my lashes to Lash in a Flash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lash in a Flash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lash in a Flash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lash in a Flash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandins, and drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lash in a Flash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lash in a Flash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there is no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kaur, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kaur.
Be able to find me there later.
Cobblestone. Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 Phoenix Scottsdale. For love or money is the question of the day. And right now, as promised, we are cleaning up your act with Cobblestone Auto Spa. Robert Minson is joining us. He is the, I was going to call you the S&M representative, but that's really sales and marketing. And I just thought it sounded more fun. And we are going to be, I know this sounds too good to be true, but we're going to be giving away several, actually anybody that calls or emails us, a month of free car washes to all of my listeners, fans, and Facebook friends. So welcome, Robert.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
So great
to
meet you.
The car wash song you were playing, I used to have that as one of my ringtones on my cell phone.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, that is your new theme song. Just so you know, every time you're here, we will be playing that, and the audience will know that Robert is just a second away.
Exactly. And we're really excited about this new FastPass program that we have. And like you mentioned, we're willing to give it away to anybody who emails us and or calls in during this show. For a free month of unlimited drive-through washes. It's really exciting.
That means like every day in monsoon season, technically, you could go by Cobblestone. And you have like 7 valley locations, so pretty convenient no matter where you're at.
This is awesome. I'm Allie, and I'm so excited about my car washes. This is really great.
Well, you can, all anybody has to do is send a email to FastPass, FastPass, FastPass at CobblestoneAutoSpa.com. That's CobblestoneAutoSpa.com. And in the subject line, put Clean Car Club. That way they know it came from me. And that'll go right to you, Robert, right?
Absolutely. I'll be reading a lot of emails, I think, pretty soon. Mm-hmm.
Now, we love having local and national guests, but of course, we really like supporting local companies, and Cobblestone is a family-owned and operated company.
Yes, we've got 7 major locations here in Phoenix, just in Phoenix, and we've been in the industry now for about 12 years, and it's a great company to work for, and I'm really proud to be part of the team that's, that represents this company.
Well, you guys are really going over and above and beyond for customer service, and that's something on this show I always love to highlight, you know, incredible. Because right now, I mean, we want to get our cars washed, we want to go out, we want to eat, we want to do different things, but it means so much to be appreciated. And it's great. I'd be happy if you just gave me a car wash, but you're giving a month of car washes away. I mean, that's really, you know, head and shoulders above anybody I've ever talked to before. I don't know anybody being that generous.
Well, we're excited about it. We really feel strongly about giving back to the community. In fact, we're involved in several, you know, nonprofit and charity organizations in the process here, especially local, some local chapters of national charities. Like one that we support right now is Operation Homefront of Arizona. We just did a back-to-school donation drive for them. And it was just a really good feeling to work with them and be a part of something bigger.
Well, I love that because I love supporting local, and I know that people are really committed because they understand the amount of money that stays in the Valley right here at home. I think it's like 47 cents or something per dollar versus like 13 if you're supporting a national company. So to support local, and again, I don't know anyone who would receive a gift of a month of free car washes that wouldn't be a loyal Cobblestone Auto Spa customer. Or shame them with karma if they don't.
That's right. Well, it's really great during the monsoons because, you know, it's raining almost every other day now. And now you're not afraid to go in and get a car wash because you could always just wash it the next day.
I didn't know we were in monsoon season. I thought it was my fault. I thought it was only when I wash my car that it did it choose to rain.
You know,
so we really are in monsoon season. That's good to know.
Yeah, this season's been kind of slow with the rain. We've been kind of wondering when it was going to show up, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. We can certainly feel the humidity. Well, again, all my friends, fans, listeners, whether you're listening to the show live, you're catching it on iTunes, Podomatic, or any archive that might exist, FastPass at CobblestoneAutoSpa.com, or you can call. You need to send them an email, and in the subject line, put Clean Car Club, because by the way, I think this is an extension of your personal branding, and we're going to get into that in another show. But if I'm looking at somebody and their car is dirty and there's McDonald's wrappers everywhere, I'm kind of going, How do you take care of your personal body and hygiene? But again, we'll go into this in another show, Robert, right?
Okay, absolutely. Or, we've got lots to talk about.
Yeah, or if you're in your car and you just want to call, you can call 602-787-0808. That's 602-787-0808, extension 42. Robert, thank you so much for you and everything that you and Joey are doing, and of course the ownership over at Cobblestone Auto Spa by giving everybody a month of free car washes.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It's been a pleasure to be on your show, and it's really been neat to talk with you. You've got so many great ideas, and I just can't wait to continue to work with you in the future.
Awesome. Same here.
And Robert, this is Doc Alley. I'm with Michelle, co-hosting today. And I just want to tell you, this is so awesome what you're doing. And if you by you giving this away, this would make me a customer for life. I mean, it's such,
that's what I'm saying.
It's what you're doing is so great for the community, and it just really would make me a customer for life. So can you tell me more about where your locations are?
You know, we're really spread out. We're all the way out in the East Valley in East Mesa, South Chandler. We're also in North Phoenix and Scottsdale. We're all the way out on the west side in Surprise, as well as two other locations more centralized in Phoenix.
What is your, central Phoenix?
Well, you know, we got one off of, Greenway and the 51 Freeway and one down in off 7th Street. But to find all of our
7th Street and what?
7th Street and Dunlap. That's one of our drive-thru locations that are really fun to just get in and out really quick. The other locations that I mentioned first, though, are our full-service locations, which are going to have all the gasoline, the 24-hour convenience store, the oil change, quick lube, windshield repair. And you can find all these locations on our website as well at www.cobblestoneautospa.com, or, you know, we're on Facebook, too, so you can, we're all over the place, and if you have any questions, you can always call me at that number, too, that you just gave out.
Thanks so much. 602-787-0808, 602-787-0808, extension 42. Tell them we sent you. Thanks, Robert. Have an incredible weekend, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks again, Michelle. Have a great day.
You're welcome. We're going to be back on the other side with the one, the only founder of Lost Money. We're going to be giving away cold, hard cash, Wayne Warrington.
Hi, Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit DegreesMedia.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Just in time. We're visiting with Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, and founder of LostMoney.com. He's recovered over $200 million for the American public. Wayne joins 6 Degrees each and every week to be giving you cold, hard cash. Sorry I couldn't catch your comment before that, Wayne. Is there something you were going to tell me?
I was just going to basically say I'm signed up for the car wash. I mean, what a deal.
Awesome. Yeah, isn't that incredible? Yeah. Fast pass at Cobblestone Auto Spa.
Get on your PDA, your mobile phone or whatever.
No excuse. Don't say I didn't give you anything. Excuses from you people out there, live or in Memorex. So, Wade, how much money are we going to give away today?
I know
people think this is too good to be true.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it is not too good to be true, and we have over $30,236.85 today.
Holy cow.
And that's without even all the accounts that are undisclosed at this point as to the dollar amount, so now lots of money.
For anyone unfamiliar with, lost money, first of all, there's 8 in 10 Americans have lost money out there, unclaimed property that you don't know about, the average being $8,000. That's quite a hefty sum.
Wow. I'm amazed.
And this is free, 100% free. No silly strings, no joke, no behind the scenes, no nothing, no fees to you. If you're on lostmoney.com and you start going through the site and anything should ever take you somewhere where it's like enter this or that, no, you must have got off the site somehow. So this is 100% free. And Wayne, you've been committed to doing this. This is a huge passion for you. Putting money back into the hands of the American people and their money that no one's going to tell them about.
I've been doing it since 1979, so that kind of gives away my age a little bit. But love it. And there's $1 trillion of it out there, and it's time for people to get the money back, especially in the economic crisis we're in.
Now, I always want good things to happen to everybody, but I'm mainly concerned with the people on my show and my listeners. So is any of that money, the $30,000 we're giving away this week, for my people?
We actually have some money for several of the people from the Facebook accounts and from the show. And then Sherry and I are sitting here talking, and she sketched out a little family tree as we're sitting here listening to Dr. Allie. And the next thing I know is I pull up the accounts. There's 134 possible accounts for Sherry's family, going up and down the family tree.
So what is this money? I mean, people think, a relative probably died, or I forgot about a bank account that I had like $30 in or something like that. But this is money that's sitting there behind the scenes that nobody has to tell you about. And they're actually using it for their own benefit. And unless you go look for it or you know what to look for, we don't, because there's no one local database or central thing telling us where to access this information.
That's the key. Everybody does, and the state does try to lead you in that direction that there is one major, database out there, and it's not. The largest database that's out there is under 8% of the unclaimed property. And the states, like we talked about on the last show, they're still returning just under 6% of the money that they collect. So every $100 they're collecting in, they're only paying out $6.
Now, you found money for Ronald Reagan, and you found money for Barry Goldwater Jr., who actually happens to be in my connections group.
There you go. Yeah, Barry contacted me several months ago with his son, and we've done regular searches for them, and we found another 3 accounts, this week for them. The money's there, and it just keeps getting turned over all the time, so I'll be calling Barry today.
Now, what do people need to know when they go to lostmoney.com? I mean, a lot of people, I think, get overwhelmed by the process, or they figure, I don't have enough information. But, I mean, it does help the more that you understand or potentially your own family tree.
Our process is education. We are a consumer advocacy group. So our goal is to educate people on how not to lose the money in the future, as well as to be able to continue to search each year through their family tree. Just by plugging in your name into a database and coming up with whatever records, that's not going to show you everything that's there. And it's like with Sherry here, we now have 134 accounts as a starting base, and we're only at about 5% of the searches. So That's a lot of accounts to
be
searching
looking
through.
Really excited yeah. over there. Oh, she's yeah. Oh, yeah, totally awake right now.
There was a few of them. I mean, we're talking five figures, seven figures in some cases with her whole family. So that's a lot of money out there for them.
Now, you said sometimes if people attempt to do this on their own, I mean, they just don't have the resources to know exactly where to go. And they could be misled easily because they might see something that looks like it's $30 or $300, but there could be a lot of money behind that. Can you explain that?
Sure, and that's a great point because that's where most people give up. They search estate unclaimed property database. They find that there's $30 sitting there, you know, under their name, and they verify that it is their old address. And they stop and they go, well, I don't have time for this. I'll go collect it some other time. What they don't realize is that $30 may just be a dividend off of a $3,000, you know, asset-based stock. So they really need to research it more because the states won't disclose everything and not everything gets turned over, you know, at one point in time. I mean, each year you got to search.
Now, people, again, think this is too good to be true. How did you find lost money and how does it work in that you are a 501c3? I mean, you are a nonprofit. You truly are just wanting to put the money back in the hands of people, and there's no fee to them, but you do request that if money is found, they have the option and to, you know, donate 10% to a charity of their choice.
That's right. You know, all we do is we ask them. It's not a requirement, but we would love for them to pay it forward a little bit. So if we help them, if we find them $1,000 or $10,000, if they would be willing to give 10% to a good quality charity or humanitarian cause, that's what we're all about. That's our goal. As a matter of fact, through the end of 2011, we have a pretty grand goal of collecting over $34 billion, which means if everybody gives 10%, that's over $3 billion in charitable giving. So
it's
we need everybody's help.
Fantastic.
And
well,
the money's there.
The really exciting thing about this is that you're posting some of these charities, or I think maybe all of them, on your website. So if someone is a part of, you know, a large charity, let's say, it's a two-way street because they can let their members know, hey, go to Lost Money, see if you have any money. And if you do, it's free money that they didn't know they had anyway. Donate 10% of it back. So it's really a win-win. They're not asking their members for anything. They're asking their members to give them something, part of something that they didn't know they had in the first place.
And those pages aren't up right now for the mm-hmm. charities. We are working on those for the end of the month. But what ends up happening, just as you say, is those charities can reach out to their existing donor base and say, hey, listen, we realize times are difficult economically, and here's a way for you to continue to give, but not write it out of your own checkbook. Go in, fill out the forms, and it basically creates a pledge to that charity for 10% of whatever is located from us. And that goes for the community churches and other nonprofits.
And again, and people think this is silly, but with the statistics being 8 in 10 Americans have money, an average of $8,000, not $800, $8,000, there's no reason for you not to visit lostmoney.com.
It's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Allie, I mean, I know from our good friends over at Visual Impact that you and Jeremy got to be close friends, and your last name, you know, through history changed a little. You might be actually easier to track than you thought originally.
That's true. I'm going to have to give my old last name, or my father's old last name.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
8 out of 10, and it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, there's no harm. And again, the more you know of your family tree, the better they're able to help you. But you also have an incredible list of resources and things available that help kind of fill in those blanks.
Absolutely. That's first, again, there's no single database, so it's an ongoing process. People have to plug in their information, create a profile with us. We build a family tree around it. And over the course of, you know, the year, we continue to connect them with more and more databases and more funds.
Now, are you reading out any of the names of people that actually want
to? Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, because
do it.
We've got some people from our Facebook fan pages and everything. And David Karcher, you've got $16,357 just in one account, David. and there's a secondary account that's undisclosed, and it's the securities that are backing up that $16,000. So we're probably talking $50,000, $60,000.
I could use a cool $50,000, $60,000 right now. That would really do wonders for my next week or two.
Maybe you could be his charity.
Yeah, maybe I could be. Actually, no, that is a good point. Seriously, I mean, if you'd like this program to continue, KWSS 106.7 is a 501c3. So I'm by, as you know, FM and internet, and you can make donations directly to the station to support local and independent programming.
There you go. So if Wayne finds some of your listeners some lost money, they need to.
You know, we'll be one of the charities on the site.
You know, we need to plug that in. You know, we'll do that this week.
We will.
Get the
or we'll just be doing
there.
Internet radio real soon. Hi, Frank, if you're listening. Who else have we got there?
Okay, well, we got Caroline Takimoto, and she's on our site from California. We've got $2,830.82 for her. And that came from a savings plan when she worked for the state in her retirement account and just forgot about it.
I'd like to forget about a cool almost $3,000.
Yep. And then from Facebook again, Cindy Conti, C-O-N-T-I. She had some stocks she forgot about, and that was $2,271.
I am very forgetful, so I could definitely be on Wayne's list. I'm gonna definitely sign up for Lost Money.
Wayne's World.
That's you go. Right. Now remember, don't just search for your own name. That's the number one problem that people do or mistake is they go online, they search their own name, and they forget about all those relatives that that have passed away. The money is yours, and it continues to come down that family tree. So it can be a great uncle that had a pension. 60, 70 years ago, and that pension may have only been $1,500 back then. Now it's worth $40,000, $50,000.
And he didn't have any children and whatever,
right.
Whatever, and it somehow got forgotten. And they're not going to come tell you, hey, by the way, we have $50,000 we need to give to somebody, so it is your responsibility to go look for it. Wayne, any last thoughts?
Oh, let's see. I want to hear from Lillian Buchanan. Yeah. So B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
Buchanan?
Buchanan, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
And this woman's out of New York, and she has a minimum of $10,000 in just stock dividends. So we're thinking probably around seven figures, so $200,000-$300,000 in stock.
That's my great aunt.
She is today. Okay. James and Carol Cotty, they're in Phoenix, Arizona here, a local couple. And then here's a great example of one of our Facebook fans. This is Sharon Gunther, and known her for quite a while, and pulled up her name, and there was five or six accounts, and unfortunately, it's a different Sharon Gunther. And the point I'm making there is that's why you have to continue to match up things with addresses, et cetera. And her last name's spelled pretty uniquely. So,
Wayne, that's so awesome. Thank you so much. So as promised, this was our first day, and we're going to be doing this each and every week here. We gave away $30,236.85 and a month free of car washes. So, again, could we get any better than we already are? I don't think so. Wayne, thanks so much. We're going to see you next week right here on the Lost Money Show on my show. We're going to be back on the other side with Niche Media.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. Did you know that the underlying cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is inflammation at the cellular level? Inflammation attacks the weakest areas of the body first and can cause a wide variety of symptoms, from intestinal trouble to chronic pain, from hair loss to sleep disturbances, and more. To reduce inflammation, fibromyalgia patients would be wise to adopt dietary changes by consuming whole foods, fruits, and vegetables, and by avoiding red meats, packaged and processed foods, sugar, and gluten. Relief is guaranteed to be on the way. For more on treating fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Visit me at Stetson Chiropractic. We'll get you and keep you back to health. Call for your complimentary consultation, 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955, or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Are you looking for a safe way to look and feel years younger without the risk of surgery, chemicals, or drugs? Beautiful Image of Scottsdale can help you stop aging in its tracks. keep or improve that youthful glow. Beautiful image of Scottsdale at 480-607-2505. You can see that the treatment reduces or eliminates fine lines, creases and wrinkles, hydrates and revitalizes the skin, firms, contours, tightens and lifts, clears dark circles and puffiness under the eyes, and can even diminish acne, sinusitis, and rosacea. 480-607-2505 or go to beautifulimageofscottsdale.com.
Hey, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
My shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, flat busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. In the hole, 1 foot getting deeper, crank it to 11, blow another speaker in. I ain't got much to lose, 'cause I've seen better days. I'm just a little place. I've seen better days,
and the bottom drops out.
I've seen better days.
We've all seen better days, but that's okay. We're here to save you. All right, I can't hear myself think. For love or for money, as promised, is the question. Now we're to the money part of the show. Naureen Johal. I don't know why I always want to say your last name wrong. Naureen Johal. And Troy Bulkey, founders of Niche Media Group, explore treating your company with the human body model. If you want your company to achieve unparalleled success, stay tuned. I love this because finance is like, I don't even think that way. I am so like not CEO. I just want to do the promotion sales. And I get so overwhelmed by this process. And Naureen, when you were walking me through the brain and the whole body, it's like, I got it. I finally had something that I could connect to. And there's so many businesses that are in this position that, well, we can't, we've all seen better days, as it says. But so welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk to you first about all that you do, because Troy and I are in total sync. Troy is one of the most amazing PR and media people that I've ever met that gets that he and I are not in competition, that we are both working for the same goal to help our clients and our customers get their message out effectively. And so one of the first things that you do is really help them tailor their message. But again, I mean, the financial aspect is so huge. A lot of people feel like they can't afford media, they can't afford PR. Fact is, you can't afford not to, but you can't afford to have the wrong message going out.
Correct. You just took the words right out of my mouth. We try to stay safe with our message, and we try to get our clients to focus on what they know best. And we use a thing called education-based marketing, where we utilize publicity, but we utilize our clients as the teachers or as the educators. It puts them in a position of a trusted
authority.
Advisor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it gives them instant credibility. And when you're published in, say, national publications or tier one media like the Arizona Republic or the Business Journal or CNBC.
Or my show.
Or your show.
Right, and you've got to stick me in with those.
Yes, exactly why I'm here. There's a higher conversion rate when your client can go to your website and see that you've been published in these tier one medias. They respect you more.
What I love about Niche Media is your message is in total alignment with everything I try and deliver on this program. Content, content, content. It's not about you. How can you serve, in Ali's theme, you know, how can you serve the public? How can you change somebody's life or business with their message? And of course, we want you to benefit in the meantime because you're the expert, but it's, you got to give it away.
Yeah, givers get. The law of reciprocity, yin and yang, I mean, it continues on. If you give value, you're going to have a vacuum effect. And if you give education-based marketing, they're going to seek you to find out more answers. And if they're seeking you to give more answers, you're now in a position you're providing value and you're giving them what they need, which is comfort and service.
I think a lot of that's finally turning around. People are understanding, like, can't just have a Facebook page and just shoot random stuff out. It's got to be content-based if you want to drive that loyal following. So how important do you think are, what is your opinion of the effectiveness of marketing on the net right now, as well as people CEO? Because these are all SEO, excuse me. These are all people, things that people hear about, but they're kind of overwhelmed by it. We've got so much going on. We're having to work twice as hard to get half the money that we used to. And then we're feeling overwhelmed by all these other things that we need to do.
Right. You know, I have a different view than a lot of people on marketing on the net. My clients want results, and they want results rather quickly. And it's one thing to have your name in the paper and published nationally or locally, but it's quite another thing to get dollars in the door to pay the bills and grow your business. So we combine a number of things. We consult and we make sure that their website has the following things. We make sure they have a video on the website, make sure they have a blog on the website, and we make sure that it's not just a Facebook setup, but it's a Facebook and a Twitter and a LinkedIn and a fast pitch and a market circle. We call it the sacred six. And then we connect them. By doing that, it's not just social media interactivity and connecting with friends. That's great because it's going to grow viscerally, grassroots growth. But if you're getting publicity and you're distributing your high-end publicity and your credible publicity through your social networks, you're also getting the strength of search engine marketing, which is putting you at the top of the Googles, the MSMs, the Yahoos of the world much, much faster than the traditional SEO approach.
Now, the one thing that I do across all my guests on the show is extract what my dear friend Harold told me was, in branding, what makes you different, meaningful, and honest. And again, I think most people think, I can't afford radio, I can't afford TV, I can't afford media, I can't afford marketing, I can't afford PR. But what makes you different is that this is where you've brought Naureen in, correct? So you'll come in and do maybe more of a discovery with a new client and look at where are they now? You know, and maybe find some ways that they can streamline certain things that they're doing or areas where they're wasting money so that they can save in areas, and then that also gives them the ability where they're not extending any new money they don't have out. It starts to pay for itself. And then through proper messaging and proper PR and brand exposure, well, now they're going to get the return. So, Naureen, how have you become, I mean, you two have really melded together, and it's such a perfect fit. And I love Troy's Sacred Six. I actually stole it for something else we'll be talking about later. But I love the synergistic approach because a lot of people are just in this place of fear, and it's all about they're afraid to let go of anything, but yet, you know, Coke doesn't advertise because you've never heard of Coke. They advertise to stay top of mind.
Sustainability.
Right. And the other thing we need to mention here is that, you know, the cash flow that the new customers generate and savings you create from hiring our services, we can really pay back a lot of increase your profits by many folds. And that's where we specialize. You know, two of us work together to manage and increase your cash flow, both from the revenue as well as cost side of things.
Well, I think people, again, get really intimidated by money or fear, and there's a lot of businesses that have been working, again, twice as hard as we used to, and making half as much money, and people aren't spending. We don't realize that we're creating this environment that we live in. We've caused this to happen almost. But what they need to look at is doing things smart and working with conscious, ethical people and the right way to get this message out and the right way for them to save. But I think there's two things going on. There's successful businesses that have been really successful, like 10, 20, 30 years doing the same thing, but that same thing doesn't work now. I think they're harder to convert than people that are doing something wrong and failed and then they change direction. So I think we get emotional when we feel like we're not our best, and we should be able to solve this ourselves, and they get scared when they hear financial consultant. I mean, it's one of those words like attorney where we still cringe. A consultant, I think they automatically feel they can't afford to hire you, or you're going to come in and you're going to tell them what to do versus mentor them what to do, where one is more active. You have a more active, handheld approach to what you're doing.
That's right, Michelle, because what we want to tell and be to our customers is a trusted advisor, a mentor, and walk them through a process here where We will find the gold nuggets, the diamonds that are missing. We are bringing a different perspective to the company rather than, you know, the way they've been operating. So just a different way of looking things, different way of analyzing things, and finding the, you know, hidden nuggets that they are missing in this
process. Well, it's the whole 5,000-foot view thing. I mean, when we're right in the middle of us, we can't see the forest for the trees. And you're able, again, to look at where they're at, what they're doing, places that they could save money, things that, and I know, Troy, I mean, you've gone through this process yourself, and it's really changed and shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Probably your stress level, for one. And then
absolutely. You know, just like this gentleman that was on the show a minute
Wayne.
Ago. And I kind of came in late, but I was taking notes as fast as I could of what he was saying, because that's what I discovered when I started working with Naureen and the human body model. He came into my business when I was like frustrated and stressed because I was starting to grow again as having cash flow challenges. He sat and said, let's look at your asset base. I said, what do you mean? I don't have no assets. He said, look at your asset. Look at what you have. You've got customers. You've got a great location. You've got a great office. You can put a PR like nobody I've ever seen. How can you leverage this? And he started uncovering one thing after another where my costs were cut by 75% and I was performing at a higher level. And I didn't realize I was sitting there because I was so wrapped up in my world that until you sit down with someone who's got the level of education and experience that Naureen does, you can't really sometimes see that or don't give yourself enough credit for what you already have.
And so you can have stress in two modes, stress from not enough business, and you can have stress from too much business. I mean, you can be growing faster. So we want to look at the positive sides of things. Let's assume everyone's growing faster than they can keep up with. And you do need operational money, but some things are paid, you know, in different ways or net 30s. And so in order to have someone be able to take that pressure off or provide a new perspective, because he asked me to, you know, what assets do you have? Like, oh, I've got like four microphones and a mixer at home and I sell air. Nothing, really. I mean, that's really why I couldn't get a loan before. Like, we don't have any assets because I'm not the station. I'm just me. You know, mm-hmm. I have some stuff, but nothing that's of any great, you know, value that they could come take.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of what I went from is the opposite. Now I have a tremendous amount of business. It's been a challenge to keep up with it all. And now Noreen's role with us is changing to make sure that we have structures and intake forms so it's systematic so we can continue growing and not have to stop.
That is my dream. We'll be doing a lot of work together, Naureen. I can't wait to get, we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna come back, and I can't wait to get to the human body model, because again, finance is something I've always been intimidated by. I don't really probably run my company that well behind the scenes, because that's not what I do. That's just not who I am. I need to be in front doing this, doing that. But to have a system in place is priceless.
Yes.
And it helps automate everything. And it also makes it cleaner for your customers. And they feel safer because they feel like you're organized. So this is so important from both aspects. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. If you have a question or comment, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We're going to be back with Niche Media. And we're going to talk about the human body model. This is Michelle Kors with Vitabella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vitabella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vitabella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
You know how stressed out and tense so many of us are today? You see it at home, work, at school, driving in your car, everywhere. As a result of the unrelieved pressure of modern-day life, we are locked in a chronic stress state that wears us out, wears us down, compromises our health, ages us prematurely, and yes, even makes us fat. I'm John Petrie, a board-certified alpha bioticist, and I have good news. It doesn't have to be that way. Since 1971, alpha bioticists have used a fast, safe, effective, hands-on process that interrupts the stress cycle, and much like rebooting your computer, it reboots the brain. So whether you're a homemaker or an athlete, a secretary or a CEO, 480-607-2505 or visit tlchealing.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ocean,
We're going to blind you with a little science right now. We're giving you the human body model. We're visiting with Noreen and Troy Bulkey, founders of Niche Media Group. And we are exploring teaching your company. Okay, can we fade that? Thanks. Sorry. And maybe it was fading. I couldn't hear myself. We're going to talking you through the human body model. If you want your company to achieve unparalleled prosperity, you don't want to miss this. So I love this diagram, and I hope we'll get through the whole thing. But let's go through it. Walk us through it, Noreen.
Thank you, Michelle. What human body model is, as I journey through my corporate life here, 25 years in high tech and high growth industries, what I found was the hierarchical model doesn't work. So human body is a perfect, you know, model for a company because it's the most complex organism or system that's alive or in existence right now. Nothing we have designed will ever match that. And this system has 70 to 100 trillion cells that keep us functioning, which is more cells than the stars in the Milky Way galaxy combined.
Wow, that's incredible.
And so this system, you know, really functions in the background with some really great characteristics. It's, it's the optimal utilization of resources. The body takes the food and the oxygen we breathe and spreads it to all the organs that need it in the way they need it. And then other thing, you know, unique is the interdependent and independent action of all cells and molecules and the organs, because that's what the holistic, system is all about. So in this human body model, the way we've described it is the brain is equivalent to the management of a company. The spine is like the structure that the company has, the organization they have. The lungs, which is where we concentrate on right now, is the cash flow coming in and distributed throughout the company body. And that cash flow, you know, comes in through efforts like Troy's marketing and sales, and then it's used by the company in different ways, and that needs to be optimized. The hands itself, you know, are sales, marketing, and new product development. So they are the ones bringing in all the customers, all the revenue, all the enhancers. So without going into all the other details, but the foundation, the feet are the foundation, which is the products, values, and services that your company is built on. So starting from that foundation, we look at how to analyze, we analyze and look at, you know, how everything is being used, where it's being used, and where it could be done better and different.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, see, that's something I can relate to and I understand. And when you put it in those terms, and then, again, I can't see myself because I'm in the middle of me. And I'll meet new people and they're brilliant and amazing. I'm like, do you want to be my CEO of me? Because, like, I know. I'm not trying to do anything. I've just, you know, learned somehow how to get by because I'm, like, all by myself and in my own company. And, you know, who, even if you're a brilliant doctor or chiropractor or whatever, and you go to school for 8 or 10 years, No one teaches you how to have a business. I mean, you're spending that whole time actually learning to heal or whatever you might do. But no one shows you how to run a business effectively or, you know, organize yourself or processing or accounting. And, you know, that's part of the goal of what you do and what you and I do together is keep the business owner, small, medium, or individuals, authors, in their zone, in their own lane. So they're not having to do all this by having a team of trusted advisors that understand what they're trying to accomplish, that can maximize what they're already doing or show them new and different ways, in which case there might be things they haven't seen by working with a Noreen and taking that outside 5,000 look view that they can save $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month, and that can start paying for other things that they need.
For marketing or even referral efforts that generate 10 times that. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of the story, the Acres of Diamonds, but it's a fantastic story. It basically...
Actually, tell it now because a lot of people haven't. A lot of people are familiar with it. Maybe they remember Earl Nightingale talking about it, but yes.
This is... Every time I think about Noreen and the human body model, I felt like he gave me the keys to my own business and said, here, go, have fun. But in a nutshell, I'm not going to say the story exactly right, but this is how I remember it. There's a farmer who was a very successful farmer, well-to-do, and he went out on a quest. He had a wild idea to go out and during the diamond rush and go out and try to find diamonds throughout the world. He traveled all around the world, took all his life savings, and traveled to Africa and everywhere else to try to find some diamonds. And he bought all his caterpillar equipment and so forth. And he finally, after going from place to place, searching around the world to try to crack that diamond vein and get those diamonds, he finally came home and just said, the heck with it, and he threw himself in the ocean and killed himself. Meanwhile, the estate people that had to go take care of the inheritance went and looked at his property and started doing the measurements, and in the very, very back there was a creek, and this creek was like the dividing line between the properties. Fortunately, the creek was on his side of the property, because when the inspectors looked in the creek, they were like, oh, interesting, okay. And all of a sudden, a brilliant, bright, flashing sparkle came out of the creek. And we got, I didn't know if it was water or what it was, but he looked a little closer and discovered that it was a rock. And he reached in and grabbed the rock, and he kind of brushed off, and like, oh my goodness, it's like a gigantic diamond. Well, the whole creek was filled with diamonds and diamonds and diamonds. So when I say acres of diamonds, he was sitting on acres of diamonds, yet he traveled around the world to go to try to find this. What I found in Nareen is that I'm sitting on acres of diamonds, and so was most of the other business people who spent their time focusing on getting good at what they do, not realizing that all around them is everything they need. They just need to open a couple invisible doors, and the breakthroughs happen right and left. I mean, you've known me since how long? How busy am I now?
6 months now. Yeah, I mean, very busy.
It's just it's unbelievable. But I've been kind of liberated, freed up, and I'm just pounded with referrals because I got my magic keys. And lack of a better example, it allowed me to discover what I already had, and utilize it. And I'm the biggest endorser of Nareen there probably is because of this experience.
So you basically kind of merged a niche media with business prosperity consulting. Is that right, Nareen?
Yeah, we are partners, and we do it jointly, and we'll work from here as a team because we need to bring in revenue before we can actually fix any costs in the system. And having that cash flow, having that extra money around will help companies grow, look at things differently, and evolve in different fashion, and take a different trajectory.
I think the other brilliant thing that the two of you bring together, merging media and money, basically, is that someone like myself that doesn't have stuff or might not be able to see as clearly as Nareen, sometimes your brand, it might not be a tangible thing, but if your brand is really clear, like Warren Buffett said, I think someone criticized him for buying or investing or whatever he did with Coke, and he's like, I would have spent the same amount of money just on the brand. They could have kept all their assets. That's how valuable the brand is. And
exactly.
So with me, I realized the importance, and I'm grateful for my Facebook friends and the people following me on Podomatic, because those are assets, literally, for my brand, that if I ask somebody to do something or tell them about something, they're responding. But not understanding how to use some of our assets can be just as damaging as not knowing they're there. You could have them and be using them incorrectly.
Absolutely.
And then they're not going to be effective.
It could be more damaging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very well put. That's exactly what I experienced. And that the reason why we're teaming up is because we want to get people the business and then make sure they keep it and then expand it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Nareen.
The other thing I think people need to be really aware of is what Troy does is bring a huge increase in your customer base. But if you don't have the systems and the tools down behind it, you won't increase your conversion that much.
Exactly.
You won't generate as much revenue as you can, or have the other problem where you have too many customers and not enough time to deliver what you want to do.
I think it's people think they're caught in the catch 22. Absolutely. They need money to bring in customers. They need customers to bring in money. But equally, that's right. If you're coming on a radio show or you're getting national exposure, you better be able to deliver.
Yes.
So by having that foundation in place behind the scenes, should you experience extreme success, that's just as important, because you could have all these wonderful clients, and if you can't manage them properly, you're going to end up on the other side. So
yes.
I love being a part of what you're creating at Niche, and we're forming our own number 2 Sacred Six Circle of helping the individual or the business owner not feel so overwhelmed, and knowing that the difference is they might already have their own financial consultant, they might already have their own PR firm, but get a consultation from you, again, somebody looking on the outside, the 500 foot view of what they're doing. And then the different, what makes us different though, is that we're all working together for that same person. The client isn't having to deal with five different individual personalities. Noreen comes in and takes a look at where they are, what their foundation is, communicates that to you. You communicate it to me. We communicate it to the world. And now everything's working seamlessly together. Their stress level's down. They're probably spending less. They're probably making more. And the entire experience is seamless.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We map it out, yeah, so that the customer can look at it visually and say, all right, I do this next, I do this next, I do this next. Here's how I maximize it. And they feel, I know that personally, I felt wonderful knowing that I know what steps are next and what's next.
Yeah, because part of our stress level is the unknown.
Yes.
I mean, even for anything, when you know you've gained 15 pounds, like some people I know, I just had to step on the scale and go, crap, okay, now I know where I'm at. And so it's great to get that consultation from Noreen, get it from you, understand where we're at and go, that's okay, I know where I have to go, and start taking those baby steps, and it's not so overwhelming. But sometimes there's peace at knowing that you gained 15 pounds and want to shoot yourself. But anyway, what is the best way to reach you, Troy?
602-463-3124.
That's 602-463-3124. You can also go to Niche, NICHE, Media USA. That's Niche, NICHE, Media USA.com. And Noreen, if you'd like to reach him direct, but we're all working together, 949-751-8870. That's 949-751-8870. I think we're actually out of here. I'm getting confused with the three different times, and I didn't hear my music play, so I hope we're still on one of the stations. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody. Hope you have a safe, healthy, happy, and super fabulous weekend. We will see you in 7.
Listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.